Set your apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for the Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman. Suck it, Android.
We are back, live and ready for action. We have tons of people in the focus group. We have three guys here ready to talk about iPhone photography. I am Keith Tharp.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
And I'm Matt Hoffman.
Explosions. We're ready for action, right? That's what
happens. Ladies and gentlemen, today's episode is brought to you by Jimmy's Camera Shack, the best camera shack outside of the West Coast and East Coast. This camera shack is brought to you by everything cameras made possible by cameras from Jimmy's Camera Shack.
Seriously?
No. I just made that up. But if you're listening to this episode, you will now be able to go over to tinyshutter.com, and if you would like to sponsor an episode and have your brand or product mentioned at the beginning of the show, we will do that. You will also have an opportunity as you don't even have to have a brand or product. You can just be Kristen from the focus group and want to say, "Hey, this is Kristen from the focus group, and I just sponsored an episode." Ha 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 ha. Or you'll have the opportunity to make subtle donations if that's what you'd like to do as well. Anyway, that is a thing now. Head over to tinyshutter.com and you can do it. guys, you ready to go into news?
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
Do it. So we're going to have a light news week and a weird feature week. And we're going to start off with camera phones and the police. And for good, with good news for a change.
Oh, okay. That is news.
Yeah, that in itself is good is news. The fact that we're not talking about scary stuff with camera phones and police. The San Francisco PD is now embracing citizens with phones as a source for easy evidence against perps. As we all know, camera phones are all over the place, and it seems like not a nanosecond goes by uncaptured. Just ask Gregory Tyler, who was arrested for a photo of him smashing a municipal bus windshield with a police barrier. It became an internet sensation, and he was apprehended just days after the incident when it went viral. So
essentially, the police department discovered YouTube.
Yeah, basically that's what it is. So the good news is that they're kind of embracing it. They had the article that I will link in the show notes goes on to talk about, or begins off talking about, how they had an issue with public privacy laws and all this kind of stuff as far as wanting to install surveillance cameras in high crime areas. And this was several years ago, and the article leads you into understanding that they don't need it anymore, because with the public creating these videos that are now in the public domain, they don't need search warrants to go and view these things and put them to use in the apprehension of suspects. So it's a good thing, you know. I mean, it's in a way, and you know, obviously in a way it could potentially be a bad thing too. But anyway, so that's a thing, and show notes are happening.
Wow, 2005 called. I mean, really? Hey, guess what, police? Facebook is a great way to find bullies. Right. And what else can we instruct them on? If the girl is 6 feet tall, redhead online, it's a dude.
Thanks, Mark.
Or Chris Hansen, one of those two.
I don't know. Oh.
Sit down for a minute.
I just don't know what to say. So my notes are a jumble here, and I will just move on. In Yes, I'm Serious news, for those of you who just can't get enough of Gangnam Style, a nice developer has created an iPhone-friendly infinite Gangnam Style loop that you can listen to forever. I loaded it up on my phone after I got the Google alert, and my daughter and I managed to listen to 14 minutes of it before we caved and shut it off.
Let me tell you something about my career right now. As a wedding photographer, I'm exposed to repetitious music. We hear the same songs over and over, and for the longest time, it was Black Eyed Peas. I Got a Feeling, because Christians, in my estimation, like saying the word Mazel Tov more than Jewish people. That is becoming over overrun because no, not the Chicken Dance, Grizz, in the focus group. Chicken Dance, believe it or not, does not play a lot around here.
Not
but that Gundam style thing is played all all the time, and it's driving me nuts.
Gangnam style, yes. But anyway, I mean, it's funny because you mentioned it a while back on whichever show it was, and I started watching it on YouTube, and I still to this day haven't been able to get through the entire video. I've listened to the song several times, but I can't get through the entire video. Anyway, so for those of you who are so inclined to do so, I will have the link for the Infinite Gangnam Style or Gangnam Style app on the it's not an app actually, it's a website, but you can create a shortcut and essentially create an app out of it. All right.
Open Gangnam Style.
There we go.
That's enough of that.
Didn't have it on my soundboard, so I had to pull up the iPhone.
Welcome, welcome to Kate in the focus group. And I don't know who's below Kristen right now, but anyway, welcome to everybody. All right, so that's Yes, I'm Serious news. In recap news, read a decent article this past weekend about Johnny Ive taking over Scott Forstall's position. It's true. We chatted about it last week briefly, but it is actually a thing. I will not be taking over Siri and Maps. Those will go out to their respective leaders of those particular groups, but I will be taking over the rest of the iOS development. Speculated that it will be going to, or iOS will possibly be anyway, be going to his more simplistic type of style. We'll see less of the these goofy kind of leather-bound notebooks and stuff like that for icons and so that's good. I mean, like we talked about last week, I like him. He's a good guy. And I'll link to this article. It's a really good read. Goes into a little bit of how Johnny Ive and Scott Forstall couldn't stand each other, as well as the fact that not many people could deal with Forstall. So.
Now, I don't know Forstall personally, but
who is... No,
not personally, no. In fact, I don't know many of the people who work at Apple. Who was responsible for Siri?
I believe, well, it ultimately everything was Forstall's responsibility, but he didn't build it.
Because that, all right, check this out. I'm a fan of many podcasts, and App Slappy is one of the ones on the Frog Pants Network. Play App Slappy.
You don't seem to have an app named Slappy.
Yeah. One more time. Play Smodcast.
I don't know what that means. If you like, I can search the web for Play Smodcast.
Yeah, that's not even close. And here's another thing. Launching apps. Launch Waze.
I don't see an app named Waze.
So you see, Siri is a useless piece of shit.
This is radio gold right here. Siri's not going to want to play or open up Waze for you. That's a competitor of hers.
You know how you launch the
her and, Siri and Samantha don't get
launch
along.
Waze.
Are you freaking kidding me?
And there, if you can see in the focus group, there's Waze right there, launched.
All right. That's enough of that crap.
Yeah.
All right. Like I mentioned, we have a odd and interesting feature this week, and we are calling it Cats and Dogs Living Together. And we're going to start off with, Twitter. Twitter announced that they are updating their mobile app, and it is going to include Instagram-esque filters. So my question to the listeners, as well as my two amazingly awesome co-hosts, what is it about Twitter, or what is it about Instagram, rather, that Twitter thinks it's going to be able to encapsulate by offering filters to pictures?
You know, that's...
It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it's like, and you know what? The Instagram haters often come off as thinking that that's what Instagram is about. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Instagram is about putting cheap filters on snapshots and claiming as a hipster that they are art. You know, that's in a nutshell, that's what everybody sees Instagram. I mean, at least those that aren't involved in the kind of, you know what I mean?
They just don't get it. I mean, first and foremost, Instagram is the like be all end all easiest way to share photos, period. I mean, you don't even have to have filters for Instagram to be what it is, although it helps.
Yeah, I mean, I've mentioned this before on the show. I don't use Instagram as a capture source or a editing source. I go from some other app into Instagram all the time. I can honestly say this, I have never used Instagram to capture a picture. And
right.
have very infrequently used it to add a filter to an already captured filter. I mean,
and everyone in the focus picture. Group is pretty much falling in line. Kate basically saying, is an Instagram more of a sharing than anything? Yeah, I mean, it's right down the line. So,
I mean, essentially, we see it as kind of a visual sharing opportunity, but also a way. I mean, and I think that that's the other thing too. And Twitter's probably the same way. People use the platform in different ways. I use it as a way to kind of elevate, just kind of spur and spark my creativity and share that with other people. I don't really use it as a way to put a message across or as a way to communicate, although other people do use it for those reasons, right?
Right.
And the same thing for Twitter. Some people, the way I use Twitter is kind of like for an instant news source. I use it, I don't really follow a lot of people as much as I follow organizations like CNN or ESPN or the like, you know what I mean? And my local news source. And so I get kind of my news in a fast, updated, kind of quick way from Twitter. Does anybody using Twitter use it in the same kind of fashion that anybody uses Instagram?
Well, it's funny because I use Twitter. Like if I'm posting something to Instagram, usually I'm posting it right to Twitter as well. So in that sense, I really don't need any of the filters because I'm already doing what I want to do within the Instagram app.
Right.
What I would love to see with Twitter, instead of having filters that are kind of like the meaningless, you know, sepia tone here, there, you know, the generic stuff that we see everywhere. If they had filters that functioned more as basic photo fixes, like brighten a photo, darken a photo, or something like that. So that way it would be helpful to a news piece that you're posting, for example.
What do you think, Matt?
You know, I do the same thing that Mark just said. The only time that I'm posting to Twitter or even thinking about Twitter is when I'm in the Instagram environment, you know, putting a photo up on Instagram, and usually I select Twitter and post it there as well.
Right. Share as well. Right.
Yeah. I used to, use Twitter as kind of like my news, source and scroll through the feed and check out all the links and everything. But, I don't do that as much anymore. It just seemed to get a little too time consuming for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm from my viewpoint of Twitter, I'm having a hard time imagining people like really getting into using the filters on Twitter like they do on Instagram. But that's just me because I'm not really a Twitter person anymore.
Right. So I was going to pose a question to you, but instead I'll just move on to the next tidbit of information. And that gets us a little bit closer to Instagram because, as everybody knows, Facebook has purchased Instagram. Facebook, now, while Twitter has announced that they are going to be updating their app, Facebook just did it. I believe it was 2 days ago, updated their app. And their app now includes a selection of quick fix-ish type of filters in the same kind of vein as Instagram, though not as lo-fi-ish per se, but still still a selection of however many filters that you can add on to a image captured in Facebook, or I would imagine you could probably do it with an image that you pull out of your camera roll as well, just prior to sharing on Facebook. And so now why I say we're getting a little bit closer to Instagram, not just because Facebook bought Instagram, but also because Facebook is definitely much more of a visual environment than Twitter. Twitter, if you want to see a picture, you kind of have to click a link and follow a link to get to the picture, whereas if you're viewing a Facebook feed, you can see the images right away. And so we're kind of getting closer to that same kind of visual environment that Facebook offers. And now they're also offering you these kind of quick fix type of filters. So as opposed to asking who would use Facebook for an Instagram type of feature, what my question now is if Facebook just purchased Instagram, don't you think they'd want to continue a bit of delineation between the two services?
I honestly don't see this as being that big of a deal. I mean, it's got to the point where everybody is doing some form of simple editing. And that's what I kind of see Facebook doing here. It's just simple edits to photos. It's just another vehicle to use. I really don't see, like, it. I don't see it as kind of like stomping on your own feet. Especially seeing the filters that they have available. They're just kind of like, hey, make it black and white. Hey, make it lighter, darker.
Right. And maybe that's where coffee-er. Maybe that's where they're providing their delineation, is that these aren't the same kind of lo-fi type of filters that you get from Instagram.
I don't see it. To me, they don't look anything like the ones that you get on Instagram.
No, definitely not. Some of them make you look really bad too. We have, let me real quick just go through them. We have normal, we have contrast, cool, light, emerald, which is gross, bright, golden, and you know, I'm using the picture I took of myself and texted to you, so nothing is helping it. copper, rouge, cream, coffee, highlight. It's like being in a bistro. Boost, neon, and then just straight up black and white. So definitely not going into any kind of the Instagram, really into the Instagram realm, as much as they're just giving you some real subtle selections to try and maybe provide a little bit of a twing to your picture.
You know, in all honesty, I really don't like the filters in Instagram either. I have like three that I focus around. I use either Sierra. Hold on.
There's a sneeze. And another one.
There's a sneeze. Yeah. Sneeze button. Sneeze button. My screen doesn't have a...
I can see the sneeze. I just couldn't hear it. That's what the splatter you're seeing on the screen is. It's a...
I use three. I use Sierra. I use, I think, Early Bird, and that's it.
Yeah. I think for me, using Instagram filters, usually it's if I've taken a screen cap to help promote the show or to do something like that, I'll use a filter on a screen cap. Or if I've got another picture and I'm like, screw it, I'll just use an Instagram filter today. But I mean, I there was an app a while back, I can't remember which it is, and I'll find it, that will go through your Instagram feed and give you statistics on all of your Instagram stuff. You know, how many followers you have, how many pictures you've posted, how many pictures you posted at night, how many times you've used this filter, that filter, or this filter. you know, and my filter ratio was extremely low, like single digits type of stuff.
Yeah.
So Facebook and Twitter are both trying to get a little more Instagrammy, while on the other side of the seesaw, Instagram is trying to get a little bit more Facebooky. You know, and it, as I say that, it just clicks with me that Instagram is now owned by Facebook. The Instagram has now created. Now they had a bit of a web-based environment before that they just updated, what, a couple months ago, right?
Right.
Now they're giving you Instagram profiles now. So you can actually have your own page. And if you're just listening to this now, you can go to Instagram.com/your username. Not everybody is up yet. So if yours isn't ready, you'll get a little thing that says, hey, this guy's on his way. They're kind of gradually pulling it in. But mine's available. So if you go to Instagram.com/Keith_Tharp, you can see mine. It's a really, really, really attractive interface. I like it a lot. And they're getting closer to having a usable sort of web presence. Do you guys?
It's about time.
I mean, do you see it as useful? I mean,
yeah.
Because Instagram for me is something that's done on my phone. I'm trying to think of the occasions where, I mean, because I do enjoy looking at a picture a little bit bigger than I can on my screen.
Looking at it this way, they've been there's been a probably people wanting a web presence for a while. Otherwise, we wouldn't see these third party websites like what Instapost and all those other places or whatever combination they want to do popping up everywhere, just tapping into people into your Instagram feed. For Instagram to do it themselves, that's all the more power to them. Plus, it makes our job a lot easier on the show.
Hey, can I say something for a second here?
Yeah, just come on, cool. Stumbling down the stairs and say it.
Well, for like the last 5 minutes, I thought you guys were just ignoring me when I was trying to talk, but I was muted.
You pulled a me from a few weeks ago.
Yep, definitely did. Keith, I just wanted to mention that little statistic thing you were talking about a little bit ago. That's called Statigram.
Statigram, that's the one. Yes, they have a web presence. It's not an app; it's a web presence, right?
It is. Yeah.
Yep.
What we're talking about now, the profiles for Instagram on the web, those are definitely pretty cool. I think. For me anyway, it'll be a great way to, you know, get people to see what I'm doing with my iPhone photography that might not have a smartphone or just might not want to have Instagram on their phone or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How does the webpage appear on your smartphone? No, I mean,
oh my God.
Hang on.
That's
a good
what?
Point.
Yeah.
What if somebody doesn't have the Instagram app? They don't feel like downloading the Instagram app. Could they still visit it from the smartphone? And how would it look?
I'll check while you talk.
I would imagine it would look awfully similar.
Maybe. It's probably going to be similar to what Facebook has on their mobile app if you're looking at the home screen.
Well, you know what I think it should do? I think it should say, hey, knucklehead, you're on a frickin' phone. If you want to look at this crap, go to you know what it does? It takes you to nothing similar to the web presence.
Oh, does it?
It says you can follow. It's like a weird. It gives me the opportunity with a little button that says open in app. It shows me my profile. If I click on a picture, it opens up a brand new page, and gives me a. It's clunky. I mean, as far as using this on the iPhone, it's. You're not making any sense, Mark.
It looks
what if you have a Windows phone?
Well, you're stupid.
it's similar. Go buy an iPhone. The cool banner.
It's moderately similar, but without the cool banner. Sure, I'll give you that. Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
All right. So anyway, those are things. Stuff's moving and shaking in the camera world, and I guess we're just going to go ahead and move on. And let's move on to our post pick of the week.
Awesome. This week, we have a really cool photo. Let me bring it up here. Nope, that's Keith's picture again.
While we're waiting for Mark, let's remind everybody that if you'd like to be featured as Tiny Shutter's post pick of the week, head over to Instagram and hashtag your picture Tiny Shutter. And once an episode, we choose a picture that is used to go up on the Facebook, on the page as the post pick of the week. And I think that also what we will do now too, since we do have one or two people that are sharing on the Facebook page as well, that we'll leave that open too. If you don't care to use Instagram and you'd prefer to share on Facebook, that's fine too. And we can also choose from there as far as pictures to use for the post pick of the week.
Cool.
Go ahead.
So Pamela, her username is Pamela Sweeta. I don't know if her name is Pamela Sweeta, but I'm going to call her Pam. She has this great, great photo that is a fall image of a red barn. And the trees are bare. It looks like a bunch of birch trees. And the leaves are all littered on the ground. You have this hint of blue sky behind barren trees. And she did it in a very, very cool painterly way, which always, always piques my interest. And it screams to me like a very New England setting, kind of like the same photos that you've been posting, Keith, which I've been very jealous of too, because I'm envious of New Hampshire. And I just thought it was really cool. It was a really, really great photo for a great time of year. And the effect that she did was very awesome. So we will have that on our website, and I will encourage Pamela to put the tag on there as well.
Wait a minute. It's not hashtag Tiny Shutter?
What's that? Have you said something else? Go ahead, tell them what hashtag we'll be using for these post picks of the weeks.
Hashtag Tiny Shutter, right?
Hashtag Tiny... Oh, I thought you were going to go for another tag. But yeah, Tiny Shutter.
What would it be?
Hashtag post pick of the week, although that's kind of a mouthful. So yeah, let's use hashtag Tiny Shutter.
That's what it's
Jeez, I'm glad we cleared that up on the air.
Holy moly. All right.
Anyway, her username is Pamela Sweeta. Pamela spelt normally S-W.
Sweeta spelt normally.
E-D-A. You know, there could be a silent K in there somewhere.
Sure. Focus points.
You go first.
All right. Shit. I'm so totally not prepared.
All right, no worries. Let's get Matt to go first then.
All right. I don't have a specific product that I'm going to tell you about, just a product in general that I think is pretty cool. So, you know, it's starting to get pretty cold out, and there's really no reason to stop being outside taking pictures with your iPhone, but sometimes your hands get pretty cold. So some people might not be aware that there are gloves that you can get that still allow you to use your smartphone or your iPhone more specifically while keeping the gloves on your hands. So if you're in an outdoor apparel type store and you check out brands like the North Face or Smart Wool or something like that, they'll have gloves that are touchscreen compatible. And they basically have just some sort of different threading in the forefinger and the thumb. And it just allows the glove to work with the touchscreen. And usually the gloves are pretty thin, like a liner glove. So if you're out skiing, you could use your big, heavy waterproof gloves over top of the liners. And then if you need to whip out the phone and take a picture quick, you're not having your bare hand exposed to the cold. So I have a pair. I use them all winter long, and I think they're a good thing to have, especially around here.
Where do you get those gloves again?
I would imagine anywhere fine gloves are sold. But I know, like, specifically, for instance, you can go to Eastern Mountain Sports. They're up and down the East Coast.
That's an awesome tip, actually, Matt. I got mine from CVS, the drugstore down here.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, I mean, mine aren't like a heavy, beefy kind. They're just like they're like some of those small, thin, stretchy gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones I have are just thin, like, liner gloves. So I could just wear them by themselves, like, on, you know, this kind of weather when it's not too super cold, but they fit nicely under another glove when it gets colder out.
All right, Mark, you want to go next?
I already went.
You did?
Did I? Oh, no, I didn't. Duh.
Matt, yours was so good this week. Totally.
Matt, I gotta say, yours was pretty badass. I'm actually going to get a pair.
Oh, they're awesome. Yeah.
Do great. They function as driving gloves?
Yeah.
Well, perfect. Sure, I'm sold.
They're gloves.
All right. My pick of the week. Wait a minute. Did I say that wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a damn focus point.
My focus point for this week is an app called Glaze. And the post pick of the week that I mentioned earlier used this app to create the painterly effect. And I got to say, it's really cool. It's a little bit on the pricey side. It's a $2.99 app. It's universal. But if you have landscape photos, the Glaze app has a wide variety of different painting effects that will that it can produce. And you could kind of mix and match. And I like using some of the other apps in conjunction with this app to make the painting effects. So that's my suggestion for this week.
Glaze?
Glaze.
And does it have a price point?
I just said it was $2.99.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. I was watching. I was watching the end of regular time on the Celtics and Wizards game.
Nice.
Because that's important. All right, my focus point. I am going to turn on my phone now so I can get the correct name of my focus point. Wow, a couple days ago, I was trying to do a particular thing, and I'm like, you know what I need here is a gradient. And so I searched, and I came up with Gradient Color. It's a free app. You can create gradients either on the up and down, side to side, or either 45, and you can choose any color. You can either enter in hex codes, or you can choose from a palette from two different colors, any two colors you want, and you can get gradients. And what I used it for was a sort of neutral density, not a neutral density, a sort of polarizing type of filter. But you can also use it for, I also used it again for a frame. So I built a gradient, and then I put another picture on top of the gradient with a little bit of a reveal and came up with a frame. So anyway, it's a free tool. It's a neat tool. You might be able to find some other cool uses for it. It's called Gradient Color. It's free in the App Store. Have at it.
Ooh, that's my favorite price point.
You know what other app works good for this?
Do tell.
Most of the other ones that I've ever mentioned, like TIFF and Photo Effects. How come I can't find this app?
Tiffin lets you create a gradient, just like if you wanted a gradient, just like a square gradient.
No.
Basically, what I'm saying is you can create the gradient like on a blank canvas. You can create the gradient use it for whatever you want. You can put it behind a picture, on top of another picture, create a bunch of different gradients and make your own crazy art with it. Basically, you get a blank canvas and you get to put a gradient on it. And then it only lets you create up to 1999 by 1999 pixel size image. But you can use it for anything after that. It's its own picture after that.
Oh, cool.
So, meh.
Well, yes, you got me.
So anyway, a couple notes from the focus group. I forgot to mention earlier, Joe Brown was in here and mentioned while we were talking about Twitter that there is another Twitter app. It's called Tweetcaster, I think he said, and it also incorporates Instagram-esque filters already, so you don't have to wait for Instagram's version of that. Kristen mentioned there's a we are now over 3,000 pictures in the Tiny Shutter hashtag, so that's cool.
Hooray!
Yeah. So I think that's it for this week, guys. Thanks for hanging in there. Thanks again to the focus group. You guys, we had a huge crowd in the focus group tonight. I'm extremely excited about that. If you guys want to stay up a little later, the lens wipe will be coming on after this. I wanted to mention again real briefly that if you are so inclined or interested to sponsor a show, if you have a product or service, or if you just want to say, hey, my name's Freddie, you can do that. There's an opportunity over at tinyshutter.com to do so, or you can also just make a donation. As always, head over to tinyshutter.com for news and or for links and information from today's show. You can also head over to facebook.com/tinyshutter, where you can get free app deals and you know, fun stuff. Today I posted a hilarious picture on Facebook. Did you guys see it?
Yes.
So I'm not even going to describe it here on the podcast. You'll just have to go over to Facebook and check that out. And that's it. Mark, why don't you tell them where they can find you?
You can find me on Twitter. Username mostly Marcus.
People can find me on Instagram at mhoffmanphoto and the same name on Twitter.
Let me put a footnote on that, because today while I was checking out the new web applications for Instagram, or the web presence for Instagram, I accidentally searched for Hoffman Photo, who also has a presence, and it's not you.
Probably, it's probably better.
Honest to God, I was like, this is not the Matt Hoffman we know.
Do you have a rival?
Yeah, well,
check it out.
Yeah, Hoffman Photo is not Matt. So go to M Hoffman Photo on Instagram/Twitter to check out the Matt Hoffman. And if you'd like to check my stuff out, you can go to Instagram, Keith_Tharp. As always, this stuff will be on tinyshutter.com. Links and information, all that good stuff. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in this week. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
I sneeze a lot.
Bye-bye.
I sneeze a lot.
That's a wrap.
That is a wrap. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Tiny Shutter
Suck
Podcast.
It and what?
This is the Tiny Shutter Podcast, the all iPhone photography podcast by iPhone photographers for iPhone photographers. So.
You almost did it.
Can we just start over?
You got it.
Just use your forefinger and thumb, usually.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.